Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Couples Who Hustle Together: Opportunities and Challenges. Now let's dive in. Here's something that'll surprise you. Harvard Business School found that 70% of business partnerships dissolve within 5 years. Yet couples who start businesses together, they have a 40% higher success rate. The secret isn't love. It's that they've already mastered skills most business partners never develop. Think about it. Every successful relationship requires the same fundamentals that make businesses thrive. Couples already have conflict resolution systems in place before they ever write their first business plan. The Small Business Administration shows that communication breakdowns cause 60% of partnership failures. But married partners? They practice daily negotiation, compromise, and decision-making. They've learned how to disagree without destroying the foundation they've built together. But here's where it gets interesting. The couples who succeed in business don't just rely on their relationship skills. They create strict boundaries between business roles and personal dynamics. They assign distinct business functions based on strengths and expertise, not who does the dishes or pays the mortgage. Data consistently shows that partnerships fail when responsibilities overlap or remain undefined. Successful couples treat their business relationship as completely separate from their personal one. There's also a built-in accountability system that external partners simply can't replicate. When you live together, you share financial consequences directly. There's no hiding, no avoiding difficult conversations, no ghosting when things get tough. That natural accountability creates aligned incentives that purely business partnerships often lack. Let me tell you about Sarah and Mike. They started a digital marketing agency while working corporate jobs. Initially, every dinner became a client meeting, every weekend a strategy session. They were suffocating their marriage with their business ambitions. So they implemented business hours at home, no work talk after 7 p.m., separate workspace, and most importantly, they assigned decision-making authority. Sarah owned client relationships, Mike owned operations. No overlap, no power struggles. The result? They grew from side hustle to $500,000 in annual revenue within 18 months while actually strengthening their marriage. They succeeded because they honored both relationships, the personal and the professional, by keeping them distinct. If you're considering partnering with your spouse, create a written partnership agreement that defines roles, decision-making authority, and work-life boundaries. If you're in any business partnership, adopt what I call the couple's advantage. Schedule weekly communication check-ins and establish clear conflict resolution processes. Implement the 24-hour rule. Any major disagreements get tabled for a full day before final decisions, preventing those emotional reactions that destroy partnerships. The strongest business partnerships aren't built on friendship or shared vision alone. They're built on the unglamorous foundation of clear communication, defined roles, and mutual accountability that great couples master every single day. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.